This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Julian Ng and Wong Xiaoning. It is 7:05 in the morning and welcome to the business end of The Morning Run. We're also running a poll on our Twitter, that's at BFM Radio, and we're asking, how often do you shop online? Do tell us why. Your options are at least once a week, once or twice a month, several times a year and never. And this is something that we're going to be talking about later after the 7:30 news. But in the meantime, US stocks finished mostly lower yesterday, with the Nasdaq closing in correction territory as the government stepped up scrutiny of technology giants for possible violations of antitrust laws. Dow Jones gained 0.2%, the S&P 500 fell 0.3%, and the Nasdaq dropped 1.6%.
And also unsurprisingly, across the region here in Asia, the Nikkei was much lower. China, Hong Kong lower, although quite muted the falls, whereas the FBM KLCI here at home closes 0.3% lower. But in South Korea, the market actually went up by 1.3%. That's a pretty sharp move. I think that has got something to do with Samsung being a beneficiary of the trade tensions.
And then if we take a look at headlines overnight, and from the U.S. federal government has cracked down on big tech. Looks like Trump keeps changing his mind and deciding who to go after, which led to a severe punishment on Monday for tech stocks for Wall Street. Shares of Alphabet, Amazon, Facebook and Apple were slammed after a series of reports that rolled out since Friday, claiming that these companies face regulatory scrutiny from the Trump administration. Now, Alphabet's Google division, Amazon and Apple are reportedly under investigation by the Justice Department, while the Federal Trade Commission is said to be investigating Facebook. Alphabet and Facebook were the hardest hit yesterday, with Google's parent company falling 6.1% and Facebook declining 7.5%. Even the darling of Nasdaq, Amazon, fell 4.6%, while Apple dropped just 1%.
Yeah, it was quite shocking, actually, to see the list of tech stocks yesterday, because suddenly it was just like it was all in the red. It was a sudden bloodbath almost as U.S. stocks opened.
But these stocks were sitting on pretty good gains on a year-to-date. So I guess with investors having a risk of opportunity, you know, risk off mode, all the fund managers just quickly, you know, locked in their gains.
Yeah, take something off the table. And I think that it is actually quite serious when you're being investigated by the Justice Department as well as the Federal Trade Commissions. And yesterday, I think the Democratic candidates for the presidential race also amped up their rhetoric about Trump's trade tensions, as well as railing against these monopolies. So something will have to be done about this. I think the Republicans and the Democrats are pushing each other's hands as far as such monopolies are concerned.
Yes, when it comes to antitrust in US, the process can take a long time, which will weigh down on these companies, and the fines can be very severe.
So meanwhile, Apple has also kicked off its annual Worldwide Developers Conference on yesterday, where it unveiled its new software for the Mac, the iPhone and the iPad, as well as the new $6,000 Mac Pro. So the desktop computer is powerful enough to run three streams of raw 8K video. It's got a stainless steel frame and there's an optional set of wheels to move the machine around. So Apple has also announced that iTunes is no more. Instead, Apple is splitting iTunes into three separate apps: Apple Music, Apple Podcasts and Apple TV.
I wonder how that is going to go in terms of the user experience if you would have to go to all three different apps just to get what you want.
For the longest time, the iTunes was not very popular. Everyone felt that the program was very bloated and bulky and difficult to use. And quite a lot of people shifted, of course, to Spotify, which was the winner in this game for the music.
Yeah, that's right. And as far as podcasts are concerned as well, we usually get different apps just to listen to the podcast and not really the Apple
podcast.
I don't know
anyone who actually uses the Apple podcast app. Now, moving beyond rate cuts and GDPs, we also speak to Joe Quinnan, a chief market strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management, on the market movements overnight. Good morning, Joe. So tech stocks took a huge blow yesterday as a U.S. federal government crackdown is reportedly targeting big tech. Do you see this as just a short-term reaction or a longer-term reaction? What are your thoughts?
No, I think this is going to be a stiff headwind for the tech sector over the next couple of quarters, if not years. The regulators are digging in and looking about privacy, data uses, and so forth. So we're in the early innings. So it's going to be the bars raised for tech when it comes to growth, earnings expectations, and investors will be watching the Washington for clues in terms of the antitrust very carefully.
And some numbers are being coming out this week, the US PMI data as well as China's manufacturing activity for May. Obviously, the trade tensions are going to play into these numbers, Joe.
Yeah, I think we'll start, you know, for the May numbers, you know, we're almost well into the, you know, the first half of the year is about behind us. So right now, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw, you know, more slowing of momentum for manufacturers, PMI across the world, not just China, U.S., but also Japan and Europe as well. So I think that's priced into the market. The bigger issue, if we're having the same conversation in September, then we're looking at much weaker growth than expected and more urgency on the part of central banks to ease now, not later.
And Trump's latest salvo is to slap tariffs on Mexican goods and also review India's developing nation. And since then, market has shaved off trillions in value. What is Trump's agenda and does he have one? And how soon will the market regain lost ground, if at all?
Well, there's a strategy in place in terms of the Trump administration using trade as one tool to reach geopolitical objectives, whether it's with Iran, whether it's with Mexico and the immigration flows in from Mexico to the United States. So, you know, basically the administration is using trade, the dollar, access to the U.S. market, the U.S. consumer, as leverage to any companies and countries outside the U.S. I don't see this changing anytime soon, particularly when we get, you know, closer to the 2020 elections. I mean, mm-hmm. President Trump thinks he has a strong economy, a strong dollar, and that his policies are working. But we'll see. To be determined. Now, the markets are suggesting otherwise, but we'll see when we get some real growth figures for Q3, Q4.
Now, Joe, President Trump is also currently on a three-day state visit to the UK. Apart from Huawei and Brexit, what are some other issues that investors should keep a lookout for?
Well, the biggest issue will be how quickly can the Mexicans and the Americans get together to kind of defuse the threat of the tariffs. And then more importantly as well, just as importantly, I should say, you know, defusing any potential for U.S.-European trade tensions or tariffs to rise. I mean, then it'd be a three-front war in terms of trade. It would just knock even more steam, more billions of dollars off global equities. The United States also opened a trade concentration front with Europe. So I don't think that's in the cards, but you know, myself and many on Wall Street have been surprised about no China deal, now Mexico, and potential Europe being in the wings.
And thank you so much. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management, weighing in on the situation in the U.S. So tech stocks, he's expecting this to be the current situation to be stiff headwinds for tech stocks in general. And he also highlighted that out of this this visit from President Trump to the U.K., that we may see some news out of the existing U.S.-EU tensions. Because if we remember back in April, this was a concern because the U.S. threatened to put some $11 billion worth of tariffs on the European Union. Now, we'll be back with more stories for you after this, so be sure to keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.